USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We will not stand idly by and allow public institutions to violate their students' constitutional rights. If a college or university doesn't allow you to speak, we will not give them money.
President Trump with a message for colleges and universities, as on Thursday, President Trump signed an executive order that ensures institutions receiving federal grants are in compliance with First Amendment rights. Cesar Sayoc, the Florida man accused of sending explosive devices in the mail to prominent critics of President Trump, is pleading guilty in a federal court. Last year, Sayoc sent devices that could have exploded to places like CNN headquarters in Manhattan and the home of former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle, and other outspoken Democrats who have criticized President Trump. Prior to the plea deal, Sayoc faces charges that could have sent him to prison for life. At the closing bell, the Dow closed up 216 points. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
A governor admits to something that has some folks scratching their heads. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Remarks by Kentucky's Republican Governor Matt Bevin about exposing his children to chickenpox, raising some eyebrows.
They were miserable for a few days.
Governor Matt Bevin making the remark in a Wednesday interview while suggesting the government should stay out of mandating vaccines. He says when a neighbor got the disease, he intentionally exposed all 9 of his kids to it so that they would get the disease and become immune to chickenpox.
And I went and made sure every one of my kids was exposed to it, and they got it. They were miserable for a few days, and they all turned out fine.
A new lawsuit accuses 2 wildfire cleanup companies of intentionally digging up more soil in Northern California than necessary to make extra money. Residents in Sonoma County who lost their homes due to the 2017 firestorm filed a class action lawsuit against the companies, claiming they over-excavated the properties to capitalize on being paid by the ton. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Speaking alongside Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Jerusalem, Netanyahu says the alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger.
It's an unbreakable bond that's based on shared values of liberty and democracy and shared interests to fight the enemies of democracy, the enemies of our way of life.
Secretary of State Pompeo says Israel always has a special place in his heart.
My very first trip as Secretary of State included a visit here. I'm proud to be here again, not only as America's top diplomat, but also as a man of faith that is always newly inspired when I get the chance to travel to Israel.
The EU has agreed to a Brexit delay, but they have conditions. More from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says she's asked the EU to extend Britain's deadline to leave the Union from the 29th of this month to June 30th. She also says it's time for Parliament to stop stalling.
It is high time we made a decision. So far, Parliament has done everything possible to avoid making a choice. Motion after motion and amendment after amendment has been tabled without Parliament ever deciding what it wants. All MPs have been willing to say is what they do not want.
EU leaders say they will only grant the extension if May could win Parliament's approval for her twice rejected Brexit deal.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.